What we went out with when the Cloud Council had their kickoff meeting, which was to bring everybody together. We have representatives from major or large and small agencies. And the first thing we said was, hey, what are you hearing beyond the buzz? What are the things you want to hear about, regardless of, you know, what is the cloud and how I deploy a private hybrid, you know, community or public cloud? And we got a lot of feedback within the first week, and the feedback itself was broken down into five areas: security and data privacy, standards, deployment and migration strategies, capital planning, how do I invest in this, the investment control piece, as well as the development of and monitoring of service level agreements. And what's unique about this information is this is the voice of the customer, if you will, with the agencies. This is what Mr. Kundra himself has said. What are the agencies saying? Now that apps.gov's been deployed, we took at the council level sort of that effort to say, hey, you've heard about this hype for 2, 3, 4 months now. You heard the president talking about how important cloud computing is. What else do you want to know about? And this is, to me, the practical, tangible stuff, these five areas, high-level areas, that we categorized in the 15 or 20 pages of comments that we got back. So that's what we're going to be focusing on through the council to keep that collaboration with the customer upstream to OMB going forward.
So you did the survey. You got about five areas the agency said we want some more information on. Are they prioritized? Are they something you're all going to work on at once? How do you deal with this? And, you know, are we going to see white papers? Are we going to see not necessarily guidance, but kind of best practice papers? What are we going to see come from it?
Well, a lot of what comes out of the council is that feedback. And then those recommendations to the executive steering committee are, hey, maybe we need to do a white paper. Maybe we talk to the PMO about an activity or an artifact that's being requested. Then we would create something to that effect. Again, the survey was more a haphazard just threw the question out there. But maybe we want to formalize that a bit more. And again, as we continue, I don't care if it's three groups, four groups or five subgroups or even more. The key is those are the areas that require information flow. We need to be sharing information with the customers because that's what they want to know about. And what's the best method for transmitting that information? Is it a conference? Is it a white paper? Is it a webinar? It's a constant teaching exercise that I think will be effective. Now, we've only been in code operation for 2 months. This was just the one action item we gave to the agencies. And within a week, we had, again, 15 pages broken down to five subject matter areas. And as a result, we have a working group that's been formally established. These other working groups, I would envision, would take on some of these concerns, issues, and manifest them into a mission statement. And again, it would be kind of like we've seen a lot of these structures, you know, subcommittees working and reporting up through one stream so that Mr. Kundra ultimately is hearing from the customer as well as pushing the or evangelizing the cloud computing initiative.
Any thoughts yet, and maybe you're not familiar with it, asking industry what they want to learn, know from agencies? I mean, beyond obviously when's the next procurement acquisition, because that's what they always want to know, but are there concerns, are there trepidations that industry has expressed to the CIO Council yet, or is there any plans to try to hear those?
I'm not aware of any at the moment, but obviously through a lot of this cloud computing framework, this structure, that the executive steering committee, that KC heads, the Cloud Computing Council, that I had, along with Peter Mell, we have through the NDA signing, industry supporting and being part of these meetings. The beauty is if you're an industry agency or an industry group supporting an agency on their cloud deployment, they're part of the discussion. So this isn't just a federal-only group where we get together. We have industry involved. And, of course, even outside of the council, places like Affirm and ACT and IAC and these other associations, we're soliciting that feedback as well because we can't do this in a vacuum. They can't do it in a vacuum. They need our requirements. We need to understand how they're going to ultimately support our cloud initiatives we talked about today. You know, there's a lot of trust that comes into this. So it's a two-way street, and we're fostering that in the council.
One of the things you mentioned about one of the big benefits, we heard several different things from the panel, but one of the things you mentioned was a good selling point was the idea of tech refresh. Everybody's on a tech refresh schedule, and this makes tech refresh cheaper, easier, better. Is that something that this council is starting to kind of discuss among themselves as a selling point, not just to themselves, but to the upper management?
Yes, tech refresh plans mature. There's varying levels of maturity, I would imagine, at all agencies. But the beauty of looking at your tech refresh plan as something to use or gauge where you are and where you want to be in a cloud environment, you look at the age of your equipment. You look at the age of your infrastructure. And the thought or the thinking is, if you have equipment that is outdated or needs to be replenished or refreshed now, what does it cost to do that? And what's the cost of not doing it versus saying, I'm going to start paying a utility bill monthly in regards to infrastructure and know that it's going to be maintained, state of the art, and that's what the vendors are saying. don't buy any more equipment, essentially lease it from us, and we do the tech refresh. In government, tech refresh programs are in place essentially to say, hey, every 3 or 4 years, your capital expenditure needs to be explained, laid out, justified, and it's big dollars. So it's the build-or-buy decision, and if you're going to own it, you better have a mature tech refresh plan. And if you want to move to the cloud, it's a great opportunity to say, here's where we are, here's what we could save by moving to the cloud. So we encourage that in the council as one of the methods for selling senior leadership.